What's good? What's going on? Hey, this is the Fill in the Blank Interlude Podcast with your host, Naoto Wakabayashi, and you are on episode... it's been a while. Apologies for, departing y'all for so long. Decided to take a little bit of a hiatus as, as I start planning this next phase of the podcast, which will include video content, better equipment, and just a more high quality show. And I guess as I shift towards hosting more and more guests, it's been fun, guys. It's been fun. Sorry, I'm a little bit congested. It's been fun, just talking to you guys one-on-one and kind of doing my own thing. But, I'm just really excited about this next portion, So I am getting a new Procaster mic, a Rode Procaster mic. I'm going to have one for now. And then I'll probably get one of the Shure microphones, one of the SM series, not that big radio one, but the small handheld one. Because those things are really good. Oh my God, I'm so sorry for sniffling right now. But you know what? The show must go on because I just woke up today on this beautiful Sunday and I thought, why wait for my equipment to come when I could just, just do this? Because I haven't done this in a while and, a lot has happened since we last talked. A lot of new developments, in the direction of my life and my career and where I'm going to be. So I guess I'll just start off with the shout-outs. Shout-outs to all dads. Happy Father's Day to my own dad who, without him, I wouldn't be here today, period. I wouldn't have learned to be so forgiving and so compassionate and just generally enjoy the presence of other people. I think I really got that from him. So shouts out to him. I wouldn't be half the man that I am today without him. He low-key taught me how to fight as well when I was younger, but then we stopped, so I don't know how to fight anymore. I play. I really don't know how to fight, but hey, who knows? I might take classes, so you better watch out before you catch all the smoke. So, shouts out to all the dads. I guess I didn't record this during Mother's Day as well, so shouts out to all the moms, shouts out to my mom for, raising me well, and same with my dad, both of them raised me well, I think, and they instilled me good values. So shouts out to moms. What else? Smoking Grooves happened today, yesterday. So shouts out to all the people that performed there. I wish I was there. And shouts out to you guys for just keeping it, holding me down, throughout this whole hiatus. You guys, man, even if, to me, the reward isn't the viewership, the amount of people listening, it's sort of the fact that even just a few people are listening to this thing and, hitting me up about it and, responding to some of my topics. So that to me, to have that kind of effect on people's day to day, even though sometimes in my mind it's insignificant, you never know how much of a ripple effect it could have on someone else's life. So just the moral of the story is don't be afraid to give and you know, contribute, even though you might think it's insignificant, because you never know. Oh my God, I'm so sniffly. Where was I? Yeah, so shouts out to all of you. And man, shouts out to everybody supporting the Sudanese cause. People Sudan seriously need our help. It's really fucked up what's happening over there, and how mainstream news platforms aren't necessarily covering it. It's not on the front page. I mean, people always like refer to Notre Dame, how everybody hopped onto that and how that was on all the front pages, and yeah, it was just a building. But you know, but to me, it's kind of like, all right, so the Raptors won, but, and this isn't just me being salty that the Raptors won, but let's say like a sporting event happened, and to me, how, in my mind, I'm just like, how does that take more precedence over hundreds of people dying? I think the number's around 100 now. Initially, it was reported around 500, but I think it's around 100 now. The Sudanese government is saying 60, but definitely not when 40 bodies alone were found in the Nile River. No, hell no. And also, many, many, many women and children, and even men, they got raped. So I think that kind of thing is like, should be all over the front news. And I understand that people may want to like wait it out, but man, I mean, people jump to conclusions all the time. Why not jump to this conclusion now? Like, what the fuck, man? So I just want to say, like, keep Sudan in your prayers. Donate if you can. And if not, you know, spread the word. Because, like I said, this goes back to what I said earlier. No matter how small you think your contribution is, it could have a deeply profound effect on the universe. So just keep that shit going, you know? All right. I'm forgetting some other shout-outs, but no, let's get right in the show, man. So, man, it's been a crazy, I don't know how long I haven't done this, probably in three weeks, but a lot has happened. Let's start with the most recent news, the thing that's like been on my mind. I have applied to this company called Wavo in Montreal, a music marketing agency. Ever since going to McGill and finding out that company, it was always my dream job to work at that company. And, you know, I found out that my friend Andrea, shouts out to her, she is actually working at Wavo. So I decided to hit her up. And, yeah, no, like, I got the interview. So, I mean, I got the interview on Thursday, and it went really well. I'm about to have a second round on Monday, so tomorrow. Got some reading materials to go through. I'm really excited. I'm really, really excited about the prospect of working at this company, and I'll be back in Montreal again, where it has easily become my second home. The thing with this place is, I mean, to be very honest, the creativity is not the same. The art scene is not the same. The collaborative spirit that people feel is not the same. You know, I tend to go to parties and, or just functions and events, and nobody wants to collaborate with each other. It seems all like very superficial, and just, you know, it's here, it's a very much who do you know, who did you grow up with kind of place. And it's like a what can you do for me kind of place, where Montreal, people are just very open to listen about like what you do and, you know, your competencies. And and the immediate thought often goes to, oh, like, hey, I'm doing this project. Do you want to help out with that? Or, cool, that sounds like a really cool project. Can I help out with that? And, yeah, man, like, hold on. I'm going to take a break. Yo, and we are back. So sorry about that. I had to blow my nose. Oh, God, I got it all out. That was, man, that was disgusting earlier. So I'm sorry about that if I was sniffling all over the place. I mean, chances are I probably still will, but that's how much I wanted to do this episode. You know, through sniffles and all. So what I was saying is that, yeah, the collaborative effort here is just not significant. So even though Montreal, I would feel like, hey, I've been here before, I've done this before, I still feel like there's much more possibility there for me to succeed in what I want to do than here. And that's just the blunt truth of it all. I mean, I'm not trying to throw out any excuses, not say you can't do anything here, but to me, I just don't vibe with it. And if I don't, then the only solution is for me to leave, you know? So, yeah, I mean, but if I don't get this job in this company, then I'll probably start looking for a job in Toronto, so... Regardless, I'm not putting all my eggs in this one basket, but I'm still pretty excited about this prospect. So wish me luck, guys. I think, yeah, hope, you know what, tomorrow will go well. Tomorrow, Tuesday. So there's that. You know, I recently, well, I guess like a recent, hey, throwing the R word around, but I guess it was like a relationship. I mean, we were dating, but I guess a recent relationship, I'll call it that for now. If you're listening, I'm sorry. I mean, it is what it is. Like I said, it's fucking semantics. So, hey, but it recently ended and wait, one sec. Hey, sorry, I had to blow my nose again. Oh my God. If this sounds terrible, I'm for sure scrapping this shit. But if not, then hey, it's going well. Obviously, you're hearing it right now. So, what I want to say is that, yeah, it's over. And, you know, it's kind of weird. Like, it's been happening since probably November. We were pretty on and off, like, well, not necessarily on and off, but it was like definitely way more casual, I guess, like since November, and then maybe until like Marchish we started getting a little bit more serious. But you know, it's kind of weird because like this time around I kind of realized a lot of things, and one of those things is that I'm a fixer. And what that kind of means is that I'm just the kind of person that's so, you know, inclined. When I'm in a relationship, I just want to help the other person out if they're going through something. And if they have aspirations and dreams, I support that. Even, like, to the point of being like, all right, like, let's plan this out. But the thing is, in theory, that can be a good thing, but if you're a fixer, that kind of like comes from a bit of a toxic place, kind of like a place where you don't necessarily want to confront your own problems or your own aspirations necessarily or your own stressors. So you kind of just use that other person to distract yourself from all of that. And I tend to, I mean, for all of my relationships, maybe except for two that I've had, or maybe one, I guess, when I was really young and I didn't really get to develop that tendency, I've done this for like every single one of my relationships, and that's not healthy, because then that kind of, yeah, like I said, it distracts you. Also, another thing is that I realize I don't want to date for a while, and I don't even want to, I mean, I don't even want to like sleep with any other women for a long time. A long, long time. I mean, I'll probably break that. But, I mean, not... Fuck, I shouldn't have said that. but what I mean by that is... normally, after relationships, I just start going on the Tinder trail, or just hit up people that I was talking to that I knew was interested while I was in a relationship. But... you know, I mean, it's not like I kept communicating to them frequently while I was in my relationship. That would just be really malicious. But sort of people that I just met along the way, and I thought, okay, like, I think you're into me. Let's hang out. So I think I would do less of that, because that ultimately distracts me as well from sort of the internal issues and emotions I'm feeling, and I'm just tucking it all away, and I don't think I'm growing in the way that I should. So right now, probably the only person that I will be seeing is a therapist, and then that's about it. That's also what I wanted to do, even though right now I'm spending a lot of time just internally reflecting and thinking about my previous relationships and just what I could do to move forward and what I really want out of a relationship, just like thinking about that and applying that to my future ones. I'm going to see a therapist to help out with that. There's nothing wrong with that. Shouts out to the mental health wave. Just kidding. Well, not really, because... yeah, the mental health wave is real, but I think it's dope that people are actually getting help, regardless of how insignificant they think what they're going through is. No, I think it's helpful, because everybody tends to bury something, and that can't be good for any one of us, you know? So... might as well just let all that shit out. So, I mean, shouts out to the girl that I was dating, but yeah. I mean, it's not like she's a bad person. I wouldn't say she's a bad person at all. She didn't do anything wrong. Thing is, I'll probably try to be friends with her. I don't know if she's down for that right now, but it is what it is. Yeah. So... man, you got me in my bag. So I guess, speaking of relationships, let's talk about artist and musician relationships. Sorry, I'm so sorry. That was just a terrible segue. This is why I need guests, so we could just like start flowing with like conversations and stuff. And it'll be so weird when I like just bring random shit up all of a sudden. Khaled, with his bundles, like that's been a thing of the news. Here's the thing with bundles. I think that they should be counted towards the sale of music, because I think our idea of how music is sold has rapidly shifted with the proliferation of streaming and just music on the internet. Nowadays, most consumers would not pay $10 for a CD, yet they wouldn't be able to imagine a world without music. So it's kind of like there's a discrepancy there, you know? So I think it's dope that artists are transferring that value of the music into something else that they can sell, so then they can earn a profit, because... you know what? The thing with Astroworld, yes, yes, that merch was very, very hype. But that merch wouldn't be the same if without the energy of the music behind it. You know, so I don't think we can underrate the effect that it has. So to me, it makes a lot of sense. What I do have a problem with is how something that's like $2, $3 can be sold and get counted as a sale of an album. That to me doesn't make sense. Like, you should be able to, basically the average consumer shouldn't be able to buy that piece of bundled merch every day and have it not affect them, you know, not necessarily in the long run, but in the short term. An energy drink a day, I know people that do too. So that's not like, that's not that big of a deal, but that's a thing. One consumer should not count for like seven sales. So, I mean, that's my whole thing with bundling. Well, all power to the artist, man. Like, yeah, all power to the artist. And, you know, I mean, we'll see how the industry goes as we move towards AI and music creation through AI. I mean, a lot of futurists are saying that that's going to happen, but I hope not. Like, I honestly don't think you could replicate human emotion, and AI now does have to take in copies of an artist's work in order to recreate it, but or recreate something new with what they've been given. But, you know, it's just not the same, man. It's just not the same. So, I mean, for the you know, general health of musician, like the industry, I hope that never happens. What else? In other news, I guess there's nothing really that happened. Smoking Grooves happened. I have insane FOMO with that. So all I can say with that festival, you know, I'll just make sure that never happens to me again. I'll make sure I'm in the position where I can fly out for that kind of thing over the weekend and just be in LA, you know? So that's what I'm, that's what I'm hoping to do. Well, not hoping, that's what I will do. One of the people that played at that festival happened to be Ravina. So Ravina is she's an artist based out of New York, and she just released her debut project. I don't know why I didn't listen to it. I think I listened to one of her singles, Nectar, and I thought that it was a little bit too upbeat and a little bit too dancey. But I really recommend you guys like listening to that project. It's very soft R&B, super inspired by Sam Cooke and Marvin Gaye, just R&B from the 70s. You know, so I'll give that shit a listen, man. Like, I was just blasting that thing all day, well, all morning. And one song in particular really caught my ear. It's Bloom. Man, like, I really hate romance songs after breakup situations. I don't know why I like listening to them while I'm in a situation or while I'm single, like while I don't have like anyone to be sad about. Like, to me, that shit feels amazing. But when I listen to R&B that's like talking about someone else and, you know, that's romantic, it hits different. And I guess that's a good thing because music should evoke emotion. That is the end goal, you know, of it. So just listen to the Project Blue, Ravina's debut, man. I highly, highly, highly recommend it. It's called Lucid, and man, it's a whole trip. It's a whole trip, I'm telling you. So I'm just going to play a little bit of a taste tester right now. It's called Bloom by Ravina off of her latest project, Lucid.
I'm attuned to all the bullshit. I'm in tune with earth and rain. Now you're telling everybody that you know me. What's the use in that? I don't wanna hear from you or hear your name. That's the truth.
Gonna let this ride out because I really love how it sounds. And I really love talking over it. So if you didn't get a chance to listen to Lucid by Ravina, check it out. It's out on all streaming platforms, and it's been out. So whoever didn't tell me about that, I am very mad at you. Please don't do that ever again. So that was Bloom by Ravina. I hope you guys enjoyed that. While I was looking through my phone just now, I realized, man, this is what I was forgetting. Shouts out to Tupac. Happy fucking birthday, Tupac. You know, growing up, he was my favorite rapper. He's the one that got me into rap music, got me listening to it, got me loving it, got me, you know, invested into the whole process of music creation and just his passion and the kind of fire that he had. That's sort of the framework that I am really trying to work with throughout my own life, you know? So happy birthday, Tupac. We all miss you. Even though you were only around for like a few months since I was born. Just, you know, one of the greatest rappers of all time. Rest in peace. I also forgot to mention that I did go to a talk yesterday. It was like a circle. It was like a talk in a circle where there were only about like 20 people in that room. So my aunt, actually, she's my grandma's cousin. So that's my first cousin twice removed, but I hate saying that. So I call her my aunt all the time. I went to an event that took place at her old house that she grew up in and was confiscated and sold by the Canadian government. They actually kept all the money from that sale, Joy never got that money at all. So what I wanted to say was, yeah, so I went to this event. She actually bought back the house, and I think the government is now maintaining it, I think. But yeah, no, that we had this event and she was there to speak about migration and what it means to forgive and love. And it was just, man, it was just such a beautiful, beautiful blessing to be there. And I always wanted to see her do a speaking engagement of some kind. She wrote this book that chances are, if you grew up in Canada, you probably read it. It's called Obasan, and it's about the Japanese internment camps during World War II. But what really struck me throughout the whole thing is that after she said the government apologized in the 80s, she felt that she didn't want to feel victimized anymore. So she kind of started to shift her perspective from one that's angry to one that's to one of forgiveness. And what she said is that although she's proud of being Japanese, the one part that she isn't proud of is that the government doesn't acknowledge its war crimes. And when she said that, that's something that I completely, completely agree with. That's something that I've always preached growing up here. Because, you know what? We did some pretty horrible things during World War II. Some pretty heartless and evil fucking things. And we shouldn't bury that, you know? Like, we should use that as a lesson so we don't ever repeat anything like that ever again. So we could help families of the victims, you know, deal and process the trauma that has affected their families for generations. I just don't understand why, like, there's nothing wrong with acknowledging what our ancestors did was a bad thing. And even what we did is a bad thing. Because you know what? I think people get too caught up in their own narratives and their own, what they think their own DNA is. I do believe that people do have some kind of set DNA to an extent, but I think people tend to overstate it more than they should. People are more fluid than that. So what I'm trying to say is that that part of her talk really resonated with me, and shouts out to her, like, with the way she's speaking. She just turned 84, man. Like, God, and she speaks with this fire in her tone, with this, yeah, and it's something that I want to do when I'm 84, and what I want to do when I'm 90, hell, what I want to do when I'm 100, if I get to live that long. I just, you know, because her work will live on, and her work will affect generations. That's something that I want to do, man. So shouts out to her. That was an amazing, amazing afternoon talk, and hopefully I'll be able to catch another one of those when I move out east. And, you know, when I move out east, I'm planning on just having more of those types of conversations with her. So yeah, this format has been a little bit different because I shoved the music in the middle of this thing. So if you're one of those people that happen to skip ahead, I actually don't know anyone that's told me this, but if you're one of those people that tend to skip ahead to get music recommendations, it's more around the 17-minute mark, I think. I'm not too sure. I am not going to put up a watermark because you should be listening to this whole thing. You know, so I just want to say happy Father's Day, happy birthday, Tupac, and just shouts out to every single one of you listening to this. I really appreciate y'all, and hope we'll be able to chat again soon. I, you know, even as I'm waiting for this microphone to come through, like, I can't wait. I have to do this, you know, and this is evidenced by this 37-minute episode. What's fucked is I'm keeping this short. Like, there's so much more I want to talk about and so much more I want to go in depth with, but I've been having to cut everything fucking short. But hey, it is what it is. If you made it this far, thank you so much. And don't forget to spread the word. Don't forget also to, you know, if you have any feedback, let me know. I don't bite. I could take feedback. I never take these things personal. If you say, oh, I don't like your tone, I'll be like, all right, cool. Why? And if you make a solid point, then, and if I can change it, then yeah, I'll work towards it. But I mean, obviously, I'm not going to like make a change after every recommendation. Like, at the end of the day, I got to be confident in my own product. But yeah, God, it's so nice speaking to all of you. So phase two of this podcast is coming very, very soon, with new microphones, with new video format, with new guests. I'll try to get Britt and Pat back on here once again. Maybe I can get both of them on. That'll be sick. That'll be a really, really sick interview, like a really sick podcast episode. So, hey, if y'all are listening, you know, stay tuned. Once again, this is a Fill in the Blank Interlude podcast with your host Naoto Wakabayashi. I'm signing out.
Yep.